Hello, everyone. This is Matthew Fraley with BreakpointTrades.com. This is the Wednesday, April 19th newsletter. Tonight's newsletter, as you can see by the table of contents, is divided into four major sections. First off, we'll talk about the general market, do their in-depth analysis of the S&P 500 on multiple timeframes. Then we'll look at some other major indexes, the Dow, NASDAQ, Russell 2000, a few select indicators like the VIX and bonds. Number two, we'll do our market sector breakdown. Number three, we'll look at select commodities, U.S. dollar, precious metals, and GDX. Finally, number four, going to look at trade ideas, do a follow-up on some recent ones. Steve actually had some really nice long ideas last night. A lot of them played out well. And going to give you a few new setups. Okay, let's get started here. Next, item number two below shows our index sector table and what transpired today and this week so far. So if you look at the top, the major indexes, it was a mixed day. The S&P and Dow were down. Dow was down 0.6%, so that was the weakest sector today. Large caps got hit the most. S&P 500 down about 0.2%, while the NASDAQ was up 0.25%, and Russell 2000 small caps was up 0.4%. So techs and small caps led today. Now for the week, all the indexes are up except for the Dow, which is down 0.25%. Again, large caps are lagging here. Now, what today's action masks is that the market was actually up very strongly this morning. We had a big gap up. The Dow and S&P were up very nicely in the morning. That gap topped out the first half an hour of the day or so and steadily sold off the rest of the day and pretty much into the close. So we were looking at really nice gains today, but those were given back. Again, the Dow, the NASDAQ, and Russell managed to still eke on to a little bit of gains. But again, everything was up really nicely in the morning initially. Out of the major market sectors, the mixed bag, as you'd expect. The weakest sector today was GDX, that's gold miners. The gold stocks tend to lead. Steve and I have taught you that for many years. They've been lagging. That's been a warning sign. And boom, they got pummeled today. And guys, just as a warning, the fact that the stocks are leading to the downside here, to me, is a warning that the metal is probably close to some kind of correction here. Okay? Wouldn't be surprised. So GDX down 3.6% today. Metals and mining down 1.7%. The next weakest sector was oil services, oil stocks down 2.7%. Oil got smashed today, which I'll talk about in a minute. XLE energy down 1.5%. Let's see, utilities down 0.5%. Strongest sector today? Well, looks like not one of the sectors gained managed to get over 1%. Strongest sector here appears to be telecom, semiconductors, retail, about 0.5%. So nothing was up very strongly today that was up. Moving down, currencies, US dollar up about 0.3%. And as we move down to commodities, again, mostly red here. CRB down 1.4%. Crude oil took it on the chin today, down 3.8%, down 4.4% for the week. Gasoline down 3%. It's not, I always like seeing that. Natural gas up 1.3%. Copper just slightly up. Agriculture continues to take it on the chin. DBA down 1.2%. Wheat down 0.83%. Coffee down 3.4%. Sugar down 1.7%. These ags really have been looking awful. A lot of them have been in downtrends for a while. Still sport bear flags on the daily patterns. Precious metals, gold down 0.9%. Silver down 0.9% as well. Again, GDX down 3.6%. It's leading to the downside. To me, that's a warning. And TLT 20-year bonds down 0.5%. Next, item number three shows you the economic news calendar. Tomorrow's Thursday. We have the initial jobless claims first thing in the morning, 1 hour before the market opens. Later in the day, we have natural gas inventories. For those of you who may trade, you know, UNG or natural gas ETF, I typically don't, but just realize that. Also, existing home sales later in the day. All right, let's move to the major indexes. So, first chart below, item number four, is a daily chart of all the major indexes, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, Russell 2000, with the Bollinger Bands. So you can see, today was a down day for the Dow, if you look at the top. Same for the S&P, while the NASDAQ, NDX, and Russell were up. Remember I talked on Monday, I said the market needed to see follow through. Yesterday was basically a consolidation day, and so far, at least for the large caps, was another down day. The Dow and S&P have been in a choppy downtrend since the March highs. Big question here is, we're going to lose support, and this is going to lead to another downside correction, possibly. The small caps are holding up the best. If you look at the Russell 2000, it tagged its downtrend line. But again, the onus is still on the bulls here, guys. We've been in a choppy, sideways, slightly downward decline since early March. We're also nearing the historical weak time of year, the typical sell in May and go away. You know, the sell in May and go away actually starts sometime in April. I'll discuss that more on the weekend, but there's an early sell signal via the MACD, and actually I think that's triggering at the moment. But again, I'll go over that on the weekend. Let's go ahead and move on. Chart 5, here's a daily view of the S&P. Steve and I have been showing this for a while. So again, you can see the S&P has been in a nice uptrend since the November lows after Trump won the election. It topped out in early March. Since that time, it's had a choppy decline. Possibly some sort of triangle is forming here. It's not a great symmetrical triangle. If you look at it, I was telling Steve the downward slope is more than the lower slope. To me, that's typically more bearish. So again, real simple, guys. Today, you could see the S&P stopped at resistance right at the 50-day moving average. Basically, all those moving averages above, you have the declining 20 in blue and the 50 in red. It can't seem to get over that area. That's big, stiff resistance. Big support is now the lower trend line. Should the S&P go below that trend line on a closing basis, say below that 23-28 area, the last low from last week on Thursday, that would open up the door for more selling, at least down to the 100 moving averages. I'd say at least down to the 2300 area. I'll show why that could be an initial target. Then should it go below there? Well, you have the 200-day moving average below. But again, this is key support, that lower trend line, guys, the 23-2800. It's that simple. Bulls got to hold that area. Otherwise, we're going to start another leg down. Next. Chart 6, here's the daily pivots. Basically, today we closed right in this pivot. Next pivot below is the 23-21. Next. Chart 7, here's the daily S&P 500 with the BPT MA Deluxe. No change there. The ATR trailing stop, which we've been below since March, as you can see. No changes here either. Next. Chart 8, here's a two-hour view. Steve showed this last night. This chart to me looks ominous if we don't hold support. You could see this triangle pattern that I showed in the daily above. Again, notice how the downtrend line is steeper than the lower support line. Sort of looks like a descending triangle or bear pennant, something like that. If we lose that lower trend line, that 23-28 area, notice how you could also see a potential head and shoulder here. That could be a neckline. A good break of that, to me, could send the S&P flushed down, maybe to at least the 2300 area. The reason why Steve talks about the 2300 area below, he has it labeled 2299, but again, let's round it up to 2300, is because that was the decline from mid-March highs at 2390 to the 2322 lows. See that? 79 points. So basically, just doing an ABC one-to-one there, subtracting 79 points from the 2378 high there in April, early April. That brings you down to 2300. That's how he gets that. So again, pretty obvious. The onus is on the bulls. If we lose that lower trend line, that's going to open up the door for more selling. I'd say at least at the 2300. Okay. For the bullish case, we need to hold support. We need to see a push up out of here. You know, we need to recover here right away, get over that recent high. Pretty simple, guys. Next, Chart 9, here's another two-hour view. Again, that lower trend line there is a big support. Here I have sort of a bear flag. You can see that, and you can see the red parabola line. Again, onus is on the bulls here. The door could easily open up for more selling if we lose this support. Next, chart number 10, here's a 60-minute view. Again, for the bulls, they really need to get going here, guys. Again, it's not out of the question. The small caps are holding up here. Things are oversold a little bit. What the bulls need to do here is basically hold support. You can see a little doji candlestick here, the last candlestick of the day. And notice I drew this little trend line. So let's say we were to rally up. If the bulls could then rally up, rally off the support, take out that 2352 high there from this morning, that would be a good positive. You could almost see a little inverse head and shoulder pattern. I didn't draw it here, but you could see the head, the left shoulder, and right shoulder. So again, guys, onus is on the bulls. They need to recover price here right away and take out that upper trend line. Should we continue to sell off and lose that lower trend line, that would open up the door for more selling. And finally, chart 11, here's a 5-minute view with the pivots. So again, you can see what happened today. We gapped up in the morning, pushed up till about 10 o'clock, so the first half an hour. Then it was a steady sell-off the rest of the day. One thing on this chart, the NYUD indicator above with the 15 EMA, notice how that's a really good guide. So once it lost that, once it fell below the 15 EMA there, that was a little later in the morning, you know, it stayed below there and it told you the trend was down all day long. So that's a useful intraday guide for those of you who might monitor the market intraday. Otherwise, tomorrow the primary pivot for the cash S&P is 2342, as you can see. All right, next let's move on. I realize it's not the weekend. I usually cover these bigger charts on the weekend, and I'll do that this weekend, but I just wanted to discuss these quickly. So chart number 12, here's a weekly view of the S&P. So you can see so far for the week, it's up 0.4%. It's well off of its highs. But I bring this up because I showed this chart, basically a good month ago. I talked about the moving average configurations. Make sure to read the annotations. If you need to pause the audio and do that, I suggest you do that. But basically what I talk about here is the way the moving averages are, and I talked about this, a month ago, that they're bullishly expanded on the bigger picture. So the odds of a major bear market occurring here are basically slim to none. Okay. However, the moving averages are also very wide. You can see the shaded yellow area there. I highlighted back in March. So actually, I talked about this more than a month ago. When the moving averages get really wide like that, again, that means your longer-term trend is up, but it doesn't mean you can't have quick, hard corrections, just like you had, say, back there in 2014. You see how they were bullishly expanded there? Notice your 1 and 2, and you had a quick, hard pullback to the 20-week EMA. Same thing there in later 2014. I stated, a couple months ago, that if we lost the 9-week EMA, that would probably at least open up the door for a pullback down to the 20-week EMA. Well, we lost that 20-week 9 EMA. Notice we're getting closer to the 20-week EMA. So on a good correction, that 20-week EMA could be a target. On a really good correction, you could even get down there to the 50-week EMA. That's all the way down there in red. Again, that would be a pretty good correction. But I wanted to follow up on that. And next, chart 13, here's the monthly view of the S&P. Again, it's only April 19th, so still have a ways to go in the month. But remember, last month, the S&P ended with that doji candlestick. Notice how far above it was from the 9 EMA. So, you know, what we could see, too, is just a reversion to mean here, where price works its way back to the 9-month EMA. Notice that's still ways down there. It's way down there at 2260. So, anyway, just some bigger picture stuff. Trend, longer-term trend's obviously up. But that doesn't mean you can't have nice little pullbacks like we're having. All right. Let's move on. Look at the other major indexes. Chart 14, here's the Wilshire 5000. So a nice broad overview of the market since it represents 5,000 stocks. This rebounded off support in late March. You can see the horizontal line. Then it rallied up to the downtrend line, found resistance there in early April. and pulled back. Now you can see today found resistance at the 50-day moving average above. Next, chart 15, here's the Dow. This is looking weaker. A slight break of support here from the late March lows. Not a real strong break, so it could still recover. The thing that concerns me are the moving averages. They're pinched together. That's when you get your bigger move. So if this were to have a market were to have a flush of the downside, it would not surprise me the way this looks. Again, longer term trend is up, but you know, it needs to recover here right away to hold support. Next, chart 16, here's the NASDAQ. This is still holding up well. Big tech has been the strongest lately. Your key support is that lower trend line. This is still holding. Again, this still holds promise. The moving averages are pinched together. This could still say hold the market and push it up one more time. The onus is on the bulls here. But this is a better looking index for now, while the Dow and S&P look weaker. Next, chart 17, here's the Russell 2000. This index has been going sideways since December. Hasn't had a really big correction yet. Today it was actually up. It tagged the 50-day moving average. Should the techs get going to the upside, that could help the market. Again, it's been going sideways for a while. We'll just have to keep an eye on this. All right, guys. Hope that's pretty clear in the market. Again, there's some concerns in place, as you can see, especially on the Dow and S&P. The S&P in particular, if you want to just monitor that. Again, real simple. Key support is that lower trend line. It needs to hold that. Onus is on the bulls. And they need to hold support here. And it could definitely happen, but you know, we should know very soon. All right, let's follow up on a couple other things. Chart 18, here's TZA. That's the triple inverse ETF. Again, should the market sell off, this is still something to monitor. Again, with a rut up today, this was actually down. It's still basically in this pattern. The moving averages have been flattened out here for quite a while. Again, that doesn't mean it's going to rally out of here, but it has potential to do so if it wanted to. See that? Anyway, still monitoring this. If you're looking for a hedge in the market, this is something to monitor. But again, you need a trigger. There's no trigger yet, no buy signal here. You need to see some kind of reversal to the upside. And finally, chart 19, here's SDS. That's the double inverse ETF. Again, should the S&P lose support, this is obviously a way to play it. Okay, again, should the S&P lose that recent support, this would obviously break that downtrend line. So those are a couple things to monitor as hedges on the market or a way to play a pullback if that loses support. All right, let's move on. Chart 20, here's the VIX. This closed back inside its Bollinger Bands on Monday for a buy signal. We didn't really go anywhere, you know, and today it was a slight pullback. The VIX basically bounced near the middle Bollinger Bands. So we'll see if it starts another uptrend or not. Of course, if it starts an uptrend here, the market's going to sell off. So hard to say. Let's look at another chart. Chart 21, here's a closer view. Again, the VIX rallied off that support in early November, April. I talked about that back then. You can see how it bounced near support today. Again, it's kind of at an area where it could push to the upside here if it wanted to. See how the moving averages are trying to expand to the upside? So that's why I stated things are a little vulnerable here on the market unless it holds support. Next, chart 22, here's the CPC put call ratio. This closed back inside its lower Bollinger Bands today. That's actually a sell signal on the market. Now, the sell signals on this lately have been kind of hit or miss. The buy signals have actually been a little better. Well, they mostly have. I take that back. The buy signal in March wasn't very good there, obviously. But anyway, this is just something to keep an eye on. The VIX and the CPC have been skewed lately because I think a lot of people have been buying protection that normally wouldn't lately. Okay. All right, let's move on. We'll look at bonds. Chart 23, here's TLT, 20-year bonds. This broke out of this pattern last week. Nice move yesterday, a little pullback today. Technically nothing, no change. Short-term supports the 9 EMA. And of course, that horizontal line resistance above is the 200-day moving average. Next, Chapter 24, HYG, High Yield Corporate Bonds, continues to go sideways. Still unable to break out of resistance here. It does have support of the moving averages below, but unable to break out of this range yet. Okay, let's move to the market sectors. See what things look like under the surface. Chart number 25, banks. Slight pullback today. This bounced off support last week, basically horizontal support from the late March lows. Still holding support. But again, you can see how it's got resistance above at the broken trend line there and the moving averages. If it loses support here, logical target below over time would be the 200-day moving average. Okay. Should this break down, I think the market would go with it. So this needs to hold support. Onus is on the bulls. Next, Charter 26, XLF Financials, same deal. Bounced off support recently. Still unable to get any traction here. We'll see if the bulls can hold on to support. If they do not, you could have a quick hard move down to the 200-day moving average, and that would likely pull the market down too. So the onus is on the bulls, like a broken record. Next. Chapter 27, FAZ, triple inverse ETF for financials. So again, should the financials break down, this is obviously a way to play along here. If one had a long here, you could have a stop below the lower trend line, or you could wait for it to break out over the over trend line. That's your choice. Just saying you have a lower risk support area right here with a tight stop. Next, Chapter 28, XLE Energy. Big sell-off here today, down 1.5%. You could see it lost support last week. You could see price rallied back to those moving averages. Couldn't get going. Another sell-off. Crude oil is starting to weaken, so that's pulling this sector down. XLE has been in a nice downtrend since the early December highs. Next, chart 28. Here's the comparison chart of the S&P 500 above and XLE below. Remember, guys, I was talking about this like a broken record back in March and February even. I said S&P making higher highs, XLE continuing to make lower highs was a warning for the market. I said it can go on for a while, but usually it eventually produces a pullback. And it's been playing out. Markets, S&P has been in basically a correction since early March. Next, Charter 30, OIH Oil Services. One of the weakest sectors today, down 2.7%. You can see how it reversed off the 50-day moving average last week. Looks ugly. Nice decline from the December highs. Next, Charter 31, BPNER, Bullish Percent Energy Index. This was at a sky-high 95% back there in early December. That was telling you energy stocks were supremely overvalued. Remember, this can only get from 0 to 100%. Because it's based on a percentage, and it rarely does it ever get there to those levels. But it was it was telling you energy stocks were super overvalued in December. Now look how far it's declined. Now it's down to 26.5%. Does that mean they're a buy here? No. You need a trigger, a reversal. But for those of you, I know some of you, you ask me a lot of times, you say, hey, Matt, I want to look for some things that I can hold a little bit longer than a day. You're not a day trader like Steve. And I definitely get that. This is a sector where, again, just as a very simplistic guide, you can see my comments on here. Whenever this gets to really low levels, that's the time when you can look at maybe starting to pick up some value plays in energy stocks sector. You need a trigger. Some of the ones that you like fundamentally, you can start looking for some kind of trigger. Because when it gets down into here, they're lower risk. When it's up there in the 90s, that's the time to take your profits. So again, I don't see a buy signal here on the XLE daily, but obviously some of the fundamental plays could be getting more attractive. So it's something to keep an eye on. Next, Charter 32, biotech, reversed its gains, early gains today, tagged that 50-day moving average, pulled right back from that. See that? Next, Charter 33, transports, reversed right off the 20-day moving average. Next, Charter 34, semiconductors, reversed a lot of its gains here. To me, still, the bounce from last week still looks more like a reversion to mean bounce. Next, Charter 35, XLI, industrials, still in the same pattern. Should this break to the downside, that could be a quick short. sort of a bare pennant look to it. Next, Charbert 36, XLB materials. Same deal, I'm monitoring the lower trend line as a support. That could be a short on a break. Otherwise, resistance now is the moving averages here. Next, Charbert 37, IYR real estate. This sector's been on a tear, though finally a little doji pullback today. It's quite stretched here. Maybe get a pullback to the 9 EMA. Next, Charbert 38, utilities. Little pullback today. One could monitor this trend line if that breaks. Could be a little short. And Charbert 39, XHB, home builders. I should have put this up with IYR. Again, the home builders and real estate have been strong lately. A lot of people buying houses. This still is a decent sector. It's had a tight coil pattern here, contracting trend lines. This still looks like it could push higher. All right, guys, let's take a quick look at commodities. Charbert 40, crude oil, big sell-off today, down 3.8%. Look at that decline. Ugly chart. Next, Charbert 41, natural gas, slight up day to day. Again, finding some support at the moving averages. Natural gas inventories tomorrow at 10 a.m. Next, Charbert 42, copper, slight bounce today. Again, nothing technically changed. It broke down from support last week from the triangle. Next, Charbert 43, DBA, agriculture ETF, big sell-off today, down 1.2%. You can see this thing has been in a steady decline. Reversed right off the declining 20-day moving average last week. Next, Charbert 44, Joe, the coffee ETF, ugly candle. There's some support area to monitor, but ugly day. Next, Charbert 45, U.S. dollar, up 0.25%. Really no change technically. Again, supports now the 200-day moving average below. 2 weeks ago, it reversed off the downtrend line resistance that I pointed out. Moving on to precious metals. Charbert 46, gold. This is a big chart, I realize, but nice zoomed-in view. Gold slightly down today, as you can see, down about 0.8%. But again, remember my opening comments. I said gold stocks have been lagging. They've been leading to the downside. And remember, they lead. You can see via the GDX-GLE ratio. Look how it's been downtrending here for the last week or so. This is a big warning. So the metal here is only pulled back a little bit. But when I see the stocks leading, that usually portends to a bigger pullback. So I wouldn't be surprised if we got a bigger pullback in gold here soon. Next. Charbert 47, here's the GDX-GLD ratio on the daily. Again, you can see kind of the moves the last couple years. You can see the nice base that it had in late 2015, early 2016. That led to a big rally into August 2016 timeframe. Then it formed a divergent high, sold off. We had a bounce this year. But notice how it sort of has a slanted little head and shoulder look to it. Doesn't look too great here, honestly. Next. Charbert 48, silver, down 0.6%. Next, Charbert 49, GDX, again, down 3.6%. Pickup in volume. Look at the GDX-GLE ratio above. This looks vulnerable, guys. Next, Charbert 50, here's the two-hour view. Steve had a little rising wedge. That played out, obviously. There is... Again, in the short term, there's a little divergence on the CCI. There's a doji, so this could bounce in the short term, but I don't really like the look of the daily or the ratio, honestly. And finally, Charbert 51, here's the 60-minute view. Here you can see the break of the trend line, but also in the short term, you can see that little doji. My opinion would be a bounce from here could be shortable. All right, guys, let's move to the final part of the newsletter, the trade ideas. So Charbert 52, SLTK. Let me start again. I got distracted. My daughter came down here. So Charbert 52, SLTK. This is an old sort of fundamental play. We talked about this a while back. Low price stock, but it's one of these, you know, pot marijuana stocks. You can see the comments there. Thinly traded stock, but I actually hold a little position in this. It's kind of a speculative play, but nice day today. Look at that pickup in volume. We'll see if this can follow through or not. Not sure if any of you own this. Next, Charba 53, WR. Steve had some really nice long ideas last night, so he did a good job. So WR pushed higher today on increasing volume. We'll see if we can get some follow through. Next, Charba 54, roll. Another long idea from Steve last night. Slight move up today. Again, we'll see if we can get some follow through, moving averages or pinch together. Have your stops in place. If you want to swing it, maybe a stop below the moving averages there. Again, if the market were to roll over, these longs may struggle. Just realize that. If the market holds up, longs will do well. Just, again, trading is about money management, having stops in place, doing money management. Next, Charba 55, QBAC. This was an old one I just wanted to review with you guys. We had this as a falling wedge back in early April. Steve played this. And boy, if anyone still held this, look at the nice move lately. You could see how it wedged down to the 200-day moving average, chopped around sideways. Big move up lately. Next, Charba 56, TTWO, long idea Steve had last night. Again, another nice one. Nice pop. Next, Charba 57, SRCL, following up on a trade idea from last week. Still continue to push nicely out of this pattern. You can see how the had nicely contracting trend lines. Next, Charba 58, HCKT, long idea from Steve last night. Again, not everything works. You can see this popped up through resistance today, pulled back. It's still okay if it holds support in here. Have your stops in place, but obviously want to see it hold here now. All right, let's move on to some ideas that I've yet to trigger, and I added some new ones. And also remember, guys, TZA, SDS, and some of the ETFs above are trade ideas themselves, okay? Next, Charba 59, BG. Steve had as a potential bear flag last night. This still looks really nice. Still a nice potential setup. Next, Charba 60, BAC. Again, potential short should it lose lower support. I showed this on Monday. Next, Charba 61, VOY, same deal. If it loses support, lower trend line, potential support short down to the 200-day moving average. Remember also FAZ, the triple inverse ETF I showed above. Next, Charba 62, Hershey. This could go either way still, long over 110 or a short below the lower trend line. Next, Charba 63, EPAM. Long idea from Monday. It's still valid over the 76.16 area. Next, Charba 64, blue. This could go either way. Potential short below 83, potential long above the downtrend line. Next, Charba 65, Boeing. Steve showed this last night. It's still valid. Next, Charba 66, U.S. Steel. This has had a nice steady sell-off from the February high. It's approaching the 200-day moving average. Could be an area to monitor at least for a bounce potential there. If we look at a 60-minute chart, which is chart number 67, notice there's some possible divergence setting up here. Next, Charba 68, IMMY, possibly coiling here. I like the pickup in volume here, pharmaceutical stock. Next, Charba 69, FNCX, low price stock, obviously. The only reason I'm showing it is because there's some divergence and the big pickup in volume lately. I don't know anything about it. I haven't researched it. Obviously, it looks like some kind of biotech pharma thing. Next, Charba 70, IAC, potential long idea over the 76.50 area. Next, Charba 71, JBL, another long idea over the 29.30 area. Again, guys, remember, there are trade ideas above, you know, the ETFs. I mean, in the sectors, there's the FAZ, there's the SDS, TZA as well. Okay, that'll do it. Have a wonderful evening. Take care.